Layer 727, December 22, 1941 to January 23, 1942. Timeline. A panel reads, America enters the war. We are now in this war. We are all in it, all the way. Every single man, woman, and child is a partner in the most tremendous undertaking of our American history. We must share together the bad news and the good news, the defeats and the victories, the changing fortunes of war. Franklin Roosevelt, Fireside Chat, December 9, 1941. On December 7, 1941, debate over American involvement in World War II ended abruptly. Isolationist sentiment disappeared, and the nation emerged united and determined, in FDR's words, to win through to absolute victory. 4 days after Pearl Harbor, Germany and Italy, allied with Japan under the 1940 Tripartite Pact, declared war on the United States. The Tripartite Pact did not require them to do this. It was mandatory only if one of the three nations was attacked. But in one stroke, Hitler and Mussolini solved a strategic dilemma for FDR, who had long believed Germany posed the greatest long-term threat to America. Now, Roosevelt's biggest immediate challenge was to convince Americans that although it was Japan that had attacked the United States, the nation's strategy must be to defeat Germany first. About 4 feet to your left is the next display case containing two documents relating to the founding of the United Nations. One is a joint declaration of principles for the Allied Nations, drafted by Roosevelt and Churchill, and containing FDR's handwritten changes. The other is a list of the nations to be included in the United Nations. You will now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.